Blake Christian is a CPA based in both Long Beach, California and Park City. He sees the thousands of shipping containers coming in and out of the harbor, and he thought he might have an answer to Park City's workforce housing shortage. With a partner and months of design, the two have built a prototype housing container using an 8x45-foot steel shipping container as the shell.
We've converted a 45-foot container into a two-bedroom, four-bed residence. It's completely off-grid, solar-powered, compost toilet, so you can put it anywhere.
The prototype was staged behind the Utah Film Studios for the last couple of weeks, and Christian brought through a number of city, county, and ski resort officials to see how efficient and practical it is.
We've had 300 people through in the last 2 weeks, and so we've had representatives of, you know, county council, the mayor's been out, and we had the three fire department representatives that came through just checking it out for safety features, and they were very helpful, and they liked the design quite a bit, too.
He says the comments were mostly positive, although he did receive suggestions to include smoke alarms and carbon dioxide sensors. The containers include full-size showers, a separate compostable toilet area, and he says they could also be built to plug into the electric grid and sewer system.
This is about the greenest project we know for residents, so we're using shipping containers, we're using sustainable materials inside. We use bamboo, cabinetry, which is beautiful. We use recycled materials for the sinks, and it's extremely low energy usage.
Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson says he has not seen an application to use the container homes within city limits, but they would not be allowed within city limits unless they met existing code.
If and when we see an application, we're going to regulate consistently with what we do with everything else. Hook it to sewer, hook it to water, make sure you've got a parking space.
Christian says they would work in a location like River's Edge, which is zoned for such a use. River's Edge is an area in Wasatch County just south of the Jordan Hill Dam where small units are rented to seasonal staff and bused in. The units could also be used on a temporary basis.
My main vision is that these would be, we would have a cluster of these, maybe a whole community of these, certainly not in town, but a little bit out of town and on vacant land. And the beauty is we can have these for a couple of years. The way that they're mounted and everything, they can be pulled out, and within a couple of days, you would never even know they were there. So it's a much more environmentally conscious and flexible structure. So if they did have sewers, if they had water supply, electrical, we can plug into all that.
Prices range between $75,000 and $150,000 each, depending on the bells and whistles that are added on. There's a big difference, he says, between these and mobile homes or RVs.
When you stand in there and we're by, you know, the highway and the freeway, you hear no noise because we have about 6.5 inches of insulation in there. And it can be 10 degrees outside. It'll be 66 to 70 inside. So they're very, very well insulated. Also, and we have solid doors. You know, you go into an RV or a trailer, it's hollow doors. Everything's made cheaply. Everything's made light because they're worried about miles per gallon. We can put 60,000 pounds in these. We could make everything out of lead. It wouldn't really matter. But so there's some, you know, some big differences. And the durability of these things, these shipping containers will last, you know, 50 years and, you know, very little maintenance on the outside.
Blake Christian is the project developer with Park City Base Camp. He says there are no firm orders for any of the units yet, but he's had lots of discussion with both the ski areas and a business operator in the Camas Valley. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.